Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for grace, and thank you for mercy. I need you this morning, God. We need you this morning, God. Probably, God, like we've never needed you before. We lift you up this morning, God. We praise you this morning, God. Good morning, Father, this morning. Good morning, Son, this morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Living God. Gracious God, thank you. You are God. Besides you, there is no other. And we come before you with worshiping spirits, God. We want to just lay it all out on the table, God. Clear the air, God. Repent of all our sins, God. Cause our hesitations, oh God, to become confidence, Lord. Cause our mishaps, God, become righteousness, God. Straighten us up and straighten us out, Father. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, God, and we that dwell therein. Thank you, God, for establishing us. Thank you for creating us. And thank you for loving us, God. We pray these things this morning for the people everywhere. For the earth, God. For the world, God. For your children, God. We pray now. One day soon, you're coming. We don't know the day nor the hour, but help us to be ready. Help us to be prepared, God. We pray these things in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit, deal with me. Take what's wrong, thank you, Lord, and make it right. Spirit, deal throughout the night. Thank you, God. A song by Bishop Coletta Vaughn, oh God. Holy Spirit, she said, deal with me. Take what's wrong and make it right. Lord, deal with me throughout the night. Amen. 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 Good morning, people of God, this morning. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Our soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on. Let us exalt his very name together. Come on. If you can't open your mouths this morning, clap your hands. Oh my goodness, somewhere somebody can't open their mouth to say, God, I thank you. God, I worship you. I praise you. Somebody can't open their mouths this morning to say, good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Somebody can't open their mouths this morning. But while I may yet give God praise, I say, thank you, Lord. While I may yet raise my hands, I say, thank you, Lord. While I may yet clap my hands, I say, thank you, Lord. Somebody doesn't have hands to clap this morning. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. This day, we walk in your perfect peace because greater are you in us than he that is in the world. We got to ward some stuff off this morning. We got to push some stuff back this morning. We got to press through this morning. Come on with me. Come on through. Whatever's bounding you up right now, release it in the name of Jesus. Whatever is going on in your head, in your spirit that's got you caught up, tied up, release it in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray forgiveness now for every single thing, God, whatever it is, aggravation, anticipation, God, everything that's hindering us from your work, God, we pray forgiveness now, God, that's hindering us, God, from being able to open up and worship you on this day, God, that you have made, God, because we say we rejoice and we're glad in it. Well, how do we show that we rejoice, God? How do we know that we're glad in it, God? We say thank you this morning, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all my soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Yes. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless, do you get the words, pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything. Everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Lord, this morning, Father. We thank you now, God, for the word, oh God, that's coming forth. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you, oh God, open up, oh God, and let the people open up their ears, their hearts, their minds, their spirits, even right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Preparing the meal this morning. You know we're getting ready for that Thanksgiving time. Getting ready for that one day a year that the earth, as one celebrates the Thanksgiving, the time of Thanksgiving, the time of giving thanks. Amen. And so as we embark on this week, as we approach this week, many are working to prepare their meals. Amen. And there are some things that they've got to get ready to do in preparing the meal this morning. Amen. Preparing the meal. That's not my meal, but that's a meal. Preparing the meal. Amen. That might not be your meal, but that's a meal. Preparing the meal this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There are some things that have to be done. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. As we work to prepare our meals on this week, what's on the menu? You know, and if you're from a large family like mine, if they're sending notes around before now and finding out who's going to bring what. And then maybe you're preparing for your home. Because even as large as we are and the many items that are made to come together. Many of us create our own meal at home so that we have that at home when we come back. Amen. But preparing the meal this morning, there are some things that have to be done before you even get to the preparation. You got to decide what you're having. Got to decide what is going to be the final outcome, at least what you hope is going to be the final outcome of that preparation, of that planning. What's on the menu, first of all? What do you need to make up the items on the menu? There's some grocery shopping that has to take place. Or guess what? I'm going to recommend this morning before you run out, and I know it's probably a little late because y'all done gone out and bought all that stuff. But think about this. Go in your cupboards first. See what's already there before you run out and you end up getting more. Check your goods, and I say your pantry. You know that place where we store stuff that we go to when it seems like things are getting low in the house? What process takes place for preparation of each of the items on our menu? You see, every item has its own preparation, as each one of us has our own preparation. We're preparing for the meal this morning. We're getting it. How do we get it all together? Are there special tools you need to use? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Y'all bear with me this morning. One of these lights is bothering me in my eyes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Y'all give me just a moment. Let me put my glasses on and see if that helps. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Let's see if that helps. Thank you, God. Getting it all together. Are there special tools you need to use? If you're baking a cake, you're going to need a mixer. Or, hey, before they got the mixer, guess what they use? This tool right here. Got that wooden spoon in their hand and with the stirring. You're going to need some pans and maybe some bowls. But there are some items you're going to need to even get the thing ready. Now, some of you might say, well, I'm going to go pick up my meal. But guess what? Before you pick up that meal, there's still some preparation that has to take place. You got to go pay for that meal. Or maybe you don't have the funds to pay for that meal. And you're just going to be picking it up. But before you pick up that meal, it still has to be prepared. Things still have to be ready. Somebody's going through the process, you see. Even sometimes when our meal is already made for us, somebody has to go through the process of getting that meal together. You can't bake the turkey in the same pan you bake the cornbread in. Y'all do know that, right? Amen. And I'm just making some points this morning when we're preparing the meal, that there's going to take a lot of different specific things, and there may be specific details for bringing it all together. It doesn't come ready. Come to me, all ye that are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Come as you are. Come on. You see, the meal can't come already prepared without preparation. Somebody has to do something to get it ready. Look, this is our point this morning, that there are some specifics and details that have to happen for the meal to come out right. Let's look at some scripture this morning. Let's see where we are. Thank you, God. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. Thank you, Jesus. 11. Just the 26th through the 29th verses. Says, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. So even before you come to partake of the meal, there is some preparation that has to be made. Amen. Even before you come to the table to partake of the meal, there is some preparation that has to be done. Oh my goodness. Did you see that? That everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. So before you come to the table, thank you, Lord, before you come to the table, before you pick up the fork, before you prepare yourself to eat, there's some preparation that has to be done. Examine yourself. See, we're talking about that spiritual meal this morning while we're sharing about that physical meal. It says examine yourself. You know, as we prepare the meal, sometimes we have to think about the different people that's eating the meal. We have to think about some have needs. Some have this need. Some have that need. Some have different preferences. So we're examining some things this morning. Some have different preferences. And some have things they can't eat. Because of things that might cause harm to their bodies. You know, if you have a person with shellfish allergies, you got to be careful not to add some shrimp in that potato salad, or you would have to make theirs separate and set it aside. So when we're talking about examining ourselves this morning, we're talking about looking on the inside to see what is it that's different about me? What is it about me that needs to be made right so I can partake of this meal? You see, this meal is not, oh God, designed so that it's your preference of what you want to taste. It's your preference of, oh, I don't eat that. Now, I'm going to tell you, for those of you who know me, I don't do onions. I do not. But this meal, you see, is prepared so that, guess what? It's the same meal. It's the same eating. It's the same nourishment. It's the same building. But guess what? As each one of us partakes of this meal, after we have examined ourselves, before we eat and drink of the cup, so that we are not unworthy, you see, before we take a meal, we got to look on the inside and say, hey, am I right for this? Is this the right time for me? God, can you go ahead and forgive me? Look upon me, God, with mercy, you see. Listen, so that whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Listen, I know I'm intertwining this morning, but I hope you can stay with me. Preparing the meal this morning. Listen, as each one of us partakes of the meal, there's some gratification. Ah, there's some satisfaction. As each one of us partakes of the meal, there's some, oh my goodness, getting full. As each one of us partakes of the meal, all of us don't need the same amount on our plate. We wouldn't make a plate for a child that we would make for a man, or vice versa. Man gonna be mad if you make him a child's plate. Listen, as each one of us partakes of the meal that has been prepared, you see, as we partake, our partaking in this moment is also preparing. We're preparing for the meal. Wow. Let's go ahead and look at Matthew 26:29. And it says this, I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Wow. I tell you, I won't. This is Christ speaking now. He's declaring, good, what? There's another meal coming. We call this thing on earth that he did the Last Supper, but there's another meal coming, another time to commune with him. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus. So as we think about the preparation of the meal, and we're preparing ourselves to partake, we're preparing ourselves to be what? Satisfied? Contented as Paul? Hey, to be abased in whatever state I'm in, as we're partaking of the meal, listen, all the preparation that went in makes it well worth it. Are you with me this morning? All of the preparation that it takes, all of the preparation that it took, listen, the chef, the cook, mamas and aunts and dads and uncles, they want to make sure that you enjoy the portion that they were responsible for. Do you see? They want to make sure you enjoy that. So listen, as the Father is preparing us, he is preparing us for a place where the best meal is yet to come. Let's look at some more scripture this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at 2 Timothy 2:15-16. And it simply says this, do your best to present to God as one approved. Preparation. Listen, as you're preparing yourself, prepare the way you go about preparing the details of that meal. I want you to take time to prepare yourself to God as one approved. You want that meal. You want approval from people that it was good. Come on. I know what I'm talking about. You don't want anybody to say, ooh, that wasn't so good. And you've taken no time. Put that back, elder. Leave it right there. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Be prepared. You got to do some preparation. Leave it right there. You've got to prepare. The same way you think about preparing that meal for Thanksgiving, that meal on even on a day-to-day basis, I want you to think about preparing yourselves and eating up whole. Guess what? This type of preparation takes some eating beforehand. Take some tasting beforehand. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. This kind of preparation, you can't wait till the meal is all the way done. You got to start tasting that thing now. You got to start eating of the word of God now. When we eat of the word of God, that means we're, oh my God, taking it in. Do your best. It says to present yourself to God as one approved. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word. So you can't handle, listen, you can't handle the recipe without the ingredients. You can't handle the ingredients without reading first what it takes to put them together in the right place. You might get all the ingredients and you might put them all in a bowl, put them all in a pan. But if you don't do anything to them, guess what? Oh my goodness, they're just sitting there. They're useless. You can buy the rice, put it, wash it, and put it in the water. But if you don't turn the stove on to cook it, see, there are some different things. If you don't stir it, it's going to stick to the bottom. There are so many elements of preparing the meal. We've got to begin to make sure that we know all of the ingredients, that we have all the elements. Come on, God. Go to Romans 12 and 2. Well, 1 and 2. Therefore, as you're preparing, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body's preparation as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is your true and proper worship. One version says is your reasonable service. Let me tell you, do not conform, it says, to the pattern of this world. Got to modify that recipe. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you think about transforming that flour and eggs and butter into a cake, be transformed by it becomes a new thing. Hey, renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Listen, when you have examined yourself, when you have gotten the proper items together, it says once you do that, listen, prepare for everything to come out right by not conforming to the pattern of the world. You can't stick to the recipe that the world is giving. Sometimes you got to seek. You got to seek for some holy advice. Sometimes when we're cooking and we're baking, we begin to modify some things. And that's what has to happen. We were born in sin, but do not be conformed to the fact that you were born in sin. Be conformed to the fact that you can die in salvation, that you can receive salvation and the Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 12:32 brings it simple. See? That you do all I command you. Do not add that recipe. Now, let's leave that there. Do not add to it or take away from it. If you have a specific recipe for a specific thing and you add to or you take away, it might not come out bad. Might be pretty good. Might be better than you thought. But this says don't add or take away. Do exactly what God tells you. Listen, because then you change the outcome. Are you with me now? Whatever you've been given, whatever he's told you, do what he commanded. Don't add or don't take away from it, because you will change the outcome. The outcome might seem to be okay, but it changes it from its natural state. It changes it from what the intention was. So you've got to be ready, preparing the meal by preparing yourselves. Amen. That's it this morning, y'all. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Can you give him a praise with me? Did that bless you? Hey, if you thought you missed something and you said, hey, where did she go? Go back and listen to it again. God, listen. I want you this morning. If this word has blessed you, I want you to share this out with somebody. Amen. If we've been a blessing to you, go ahead and share this with somebody. Share it to your page. Y'all know how to share it to your page? There's a little button down there, a little arrow, and it says share. Click on share, and you can share it to your page. And then guess what? Somebody who wasn't able to come with you, they'll see it on your page. Go ahead and share. Share, share, share. Hey, because somebody needs to know as they're preparing on this week, although we might run this one again on Thanksgiving morning. Amen? Amen? But we want you to share. We want you to share. And thank you for those of you who share with us. We're thankful for you this morning, for your generous giving, for your support, for your sharing. Hey, y'all don't even know that's a big, big, big thank you if you're sharing us with someone else. Share us on your page. Don't be scared. It's okay. And it's okay. If you're connected to another church, it's okay. Because this is about kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about Rhema Virtual, but it's about kingdom. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. God keep you is our prayer. Listen, if you haven't figured out the right recipe because you haven't connected with our Lord and Savior, we want you to connect with Christ this morning.